Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 12, Verse Number 3. Tadidam Shrotam Ichamu Gaditum Yadimanyase Bruhina Shraddha Dananam Yasya Gyanam Adachchuka. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. We all respectfully want to hear about Him, Maharaj Parikshit, to whom Sukadev Goswami imparted transcendental knowledge. Please speak on this matter. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sukadev Goswami imparted transcendental knowledge to Maharaj Parikshit during the remaining 7 days of his life, meaning Maharaj Parikshit's life. And Maharaj Parikshit heard him properly, just like an ardent student. The effect of such a bona fide hearing and chanting of Srimad Bhagavatam was equally shared by both the hearer and the chanter. Both of them were benefited. Out of the 9 different transcendental means of devotional service to the Lord prescribed in the Bhagavatam, either all of them or some of them or even one of them are equally beneficial if properly discharged. Maharaj Parikshit and Sukadev Goswami were serious performers of the first 2 important items, namely, the process of chanting and the process of hearing. Therefore, both of them were successful in their laudable attempt. Transcendental realization is attained by such serious hearing and chanting and not otherwise. There is a type of spiritual master and disciple much advertised in this age of Kali. It is said that the master injects spiritual force into the disciple by an electrical current generated by the master, and the disciple begins to feel the shock. He becomes unconscious, and the master weeps for his exhausting his store of so-called spiritual assets. He's talking about Ramakrishna and Vivekananda here. Of course, this is all nonsense, as he's going to say. So, such bogus advertisement is going on in this age, and the poor common man is becoming victim of such advertisements. We do not find such folk tales, meaning such false stories, in the dealings of Sukadev Goswami and his great disciple Maharaj Parikshit. The sage recited Srimad Bhagavatam in devotion, and the great king heard him properly. The king did not feel any shock of electrical current from the master. Yeah, in other words, the master didn't electrocute him. Nor did he become unconscious while receiving knowledge from the master. Yeah, how can you receive knowledge if you're unconscious? Not possible. One should not, therefore, become a victim of these unauthorized advertisements made by some bogus representative of Vedic knowledge. The sages of Naimisharanya were very respectful in hearing about Maharaj Parikshit because of his receiving knowledge from Sukadev Goswami by means of ardent hearing. That's a very important phrase, ardent hearing. Ardent means you're doing it with full attention and interest. Ardent hearing from the bona fide master is the only way to receive transcendental knowledge, and there's no need for medical performances or occult mysticism for miraculous effects. The process is simple, but only the sincere party can achieve the desired result. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shinvata swakata krishna. Punya avana hirdana. Shinvata swakata krishna punya avana hirdana. Hridyat hridyantak stovabhadrani vidunahti srihitsatam. Vidunati srihitsatam. To hear about Krishna from the Vedic literature, or to hear from him directly through the Bhagavad Gita, is itself righteous activity. And for one who hears about Krishna, Lord Krishna, who's dwelling in everyone's heart, acts as a best-wishing friend and purifies the devotee who constantly engages in hearing of him. In this way, a devotee naturally develops his dormant transcendental knowledge. As he hears more about Krishna from the Bhagavatam and from the devotees, he becomes fixed in the devotional service of the Lord. Gaura Premanandi Hari Bo Shinvata Swakita Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hidyantaksto Bhadrani Vidunati Srihitsatam. So, in this purport and verse today, we see the importance of hearing Bhagavatam from a genuine devotee, and of course having the purports of spiritual of Srila Prabhupada, who is a Mahabhagavata devotee, a devotee of the first order. If you want to actually become spiritually surcharged with enthusiasm and knowledge and realization and energy to engage on a daily basis in devotional service, then you must hear this regularly, every day. What is this? It means Srimad Bhagavatam is spoken by Sukadeva Goswami and heard by Maharaj Parikshit. Because Maharaj Parikshit only had 7 days to live, so he asked a question to many sages, and he said, what is my duty now that I know that I am definitely going to die in 7 days? And the sages told him, your duty now is to give up everything else, sit down tightly, and listen to Srimad Bhagavatam spoken by a pure devotee. And that pure devotee is Sukadeva Goswami. And he said, okay, that's what I'm going to do. And for 7 days, Sukadeva Goswami spoke the Srimad Bhagavatam, and for 7 days and nights, Maharaj Parikshit listened. He didn't eat anything. He didn't drink anything. He just listened and asked questions. So, if you want to know how to die and then live forever, then we must follow in the steps of Sukadeva Goswami. But we shouldn't wait for the last 7 days of our life. That would be a mistake. We have to start right now. We have this class every morning at 6:15. And it only lasts about 20 minutes. And we're going verse by verse through the Srimad Bhagavatam. If you hear this every day, well, let's say you're not up at 6:15. Daniel, do you have the reference where they can hear all these lectures? The Vedic Cultural Center's YouTube website. All these classes, hundreds of them, they only last about 20 minutes. You can hear them all. Or you can start from this one, and even if you're not up, later on you can hear and listen. This is the process for becoming Krishna conscious. It's not by watching a movie. It's not by reading a comic book, Amar Chitra Kar. It's not by going here, going there, listening to this lecture, listening to that lecture. It's by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam on a regular basis in the morning and Bhagavad Gita in the evening. Then you will become Krishna conscious. And if you don't want to become Krishna conscious, then just sleep, go to work, eat, pass stool, and go to sleep again and start all over again the next day. You will make absolutely no spiritual advancement at all. But if you listen to this every day, you will advance spiritually. You'll want to chant Hare Krishna. You'll want to go back to Godhead. You'll want to hear more and more. You will want to be a good devotee, because you know this is the only thing that has value. With one little virus, the whole United States is in lockdown, and many other countries in the world. You see, that's how easy it is for everything to fail materially. And we're all destined to fail materially, because we're going to get old, we're going to get sick, and we're going to die. Isn't that right? Do you see that every day? Right? You're in the medical profession, right? You're seeing people are getting old, they're getting sick, and they're dying, and they're hopeless. Not much is going to help them, right? Especially the people who have kidney dialysis. Like that's a dire situation. So, why wait to the last minute when it's too late? Why wait till it's too late? Okay. The best thing is start now while you still have some energy, while you still have your faculties together, hearing, seeing, and so forth. Because it's available. There's no other scripture like Srimad Bhagavatam in the whole universe. This is the greatest spiritual scripture in the world, and Bhagavad Gita also. Both of these are the greatest two scriptures in the whole universe. Bhagavad Gita is spoken directly by Krishna, and Srimad Bhagavatam is spoken by Krishna's pure devotees. You can't get anything better than this. Don't read any other book. It's a waste of time. Just like we recite this prayer every morning, the third verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam. What is the need of any other scripture? If we just attentively and submissively hear the message of Bhagavatam by this culture of knowledge, the Supreme Lord is established within your heart. And this verse, other verse, Shinvata Swakita Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridayantaksto Bhadrani Viduna Tisritsatam. It says that if you hear about Krishna from the Bhagavatam or directly from Bhagavad Gita, then Krishna, who's dwelling in your heart, takes a special interest in you, and he becomes your best wishing friend. So if you want to be friends with Krishna, now this is the secret, how to be friends with Krishna. And if you don't want to be friends with Krishna, then don't do it. Don't do it. But if you want to be friends with Krishna, in other words, if Krishna is your friend, do you think you're going to have any worries in life? What do you think? Huh? No. Because he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's going to help you, just like he helped Arjuna. He helped Uttara, he helped Kunti Devi, he helped the Pandavas, he'll help you. But if you don't want his help, you think you can make it on your own, which is impossible. Daivi esa gunamayi mamamaya duratyaya. Krishna says this material energy of mine is impossible to control or overcome. And we're seeing it right now. With one little virus, the whole place is locked down. 33 million people have lost their jobs, right? Trump's dream of being reelected on the economy is over. You see? It looked like nothing could stop the American economy. It's over with a little virus, right? So we should read the message that's being shouted at us by nature. You cannot overcome nature. Everybody is going to get old, get sick, and die. There's no way you can stop it. You can get this injection, that injection, you can do Botox, you can do this, that. It's not going to work. However, this works because the solution to the problem is to have your spiritual body go back to Godhead. Now, you have a spiritual body, but it's all covered by the material body. But you can activate that spiritual body by this regular hearing. And so the example of Maharaj Parikshit is very important. He was destined to die, but as we read yesterday, and yesterday's verse was extremely important, it says, a pure devotee never asks the Lord for any undue favor. Maharaj Parikshit knew the curse of the Brahmana's son upon him was unjustified, and everyone else knew it, but he did not want to counteract it because he knew also that the age of Kali had begun, and that the first symptom of the age, namely degradation of the highly talented Brahmana community, had also begun. He did not want to interfere with the current of the time, but he prepared himself to meet death very cheerfully and very properly. Have you ever heard that before? How to meet death very cheerfully and very properly? No, death is usually some horrible experience. Everybody's crying and the person is suffering. They don't want to die. And then they die, and they're forced to die. And everybody's really upset, and then there's a funeral, and there's more crying, and it's more upset. And then right after the funeral, everyone forgets. During the funeral, the eulogies are, oh, we'll never forget you. You did this, and you did that. It was so wonderful, and you took me to Disneyland. I can never forget that again. You know. And then as soon as they walk outside of the funeral home, and someone says, oh, that was such a wonderful program. We'll never forget your father. Oh, by the way, next week we have a party. Can you come? Yes. You see? All forgotten. See? And they say, we'll never forget that person. As soon as they walk out of the crematorium, they forget that person. It's all over. Everything they did. So why put ourselves in that state of misery when now we know how to die cheerfully and very properly? What's that mean, properly? Remembering Krishna? Yam yam vapi smaram, well, antavata ime dehe nityas yukta sarirana. So if you remember Krishna at the moment of death, you go back to Godhead. So you don't want to remember your 401k, you don't want to remember all the things you own that now you're not going to own. You don't want to remember even your family members. You want to remember your real family member, Krishna, and go back to Godhead. So this is the message today. Being fortunate, Maharaj Parikshit got at least 7 days to prepare himself to meet death. And so he properly utilized the time in the association of Sukadev Goswami, the great saint and a devotee of the Lord. I just did a funeral for a Punjabi gentleman that lives in Kent. And he was a farmer in India, and then he came to America, and he got odd jobs, and then his son is an IT guy. And they have a house, and he has a small garden, very small. So he got up one day a month ago and he said, I'm going to work in the garden today. So he dug it all up. It's hard work digging up, you know, sod. He dug it up and he got really tired and he went to sleep and he never woke up. Died. You know. So when I went to the house, I noticed that there was this very small plot of garden. And it was all dug up. And I was saying, oh, somebody must be getting it ready to plant. And then I found out it was the father that did that, but he went to sleep and never woke up, had a heart attack. So that garden's never going to be planted. So he didn't know that he was going to die that night. He thought everything was all right, that he was going to be able to plant his garden and enjoy the nice fruits and vegetables, whatever he was going to grow. So you see why it's important here. It says, being fortunate, Maharaj Pariksit got at least 7 days to prepare himself to meet death. And so he properly utilized the time in the association of Sukadeva Goswami, the great saint and devotee of the Lord. So we're even more fortunate than Maharaj Pariksit, maybe, because we have hopefully much more than 7 days to prepare for a cheerful and proper death. But we don't want to do smasan vairagya. Smasan means crematorium, right? In Hindi? Is it smasan?
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Smasan.
Smasan. Okay.
Okay.
So how do you say in Hindi?
Samsan.
Samsan, not smasan. Yes, yeah, samsan.
Smasan is also a good word, but I think it's not good or not.
Okay. Okay, so we don't want to do samsan vairagya, right? That means it's called the renunciation in the crematorium, because as soon as you walk out, you forget, right? When you see that body going into the oven, you say, oh my God, that might happen to me one day. But as soon as you walk out, you forget. You say, oh, everything's all right, I'm still alive. That guy's dead, but me, I'm still alive. No. We're actually walking dead people, I'll tell you right now. That's the truth. Because the body is a dead meat. It's only because the soul is in the body that it moves and it's conscious. So we can be very fortunate if from today on we prepare to meet death very cheerfully and very properly. And how? By hearing Srimad Bhagavatam every day and Bhagavad Gita every day, spoken by genuine devotees. Srimad Bhagavatam Granthraj Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaura Premanandi Hari Bol. Are there any questions anyone wants to ask? Of course, no questions, no answers. So if you have any question, it's important, you can ask it now. Who said? Oh, she's calling in. Okay. Hari Bol. All glories to Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.